Hello, this is Angelique Mansur from AN Mansur Incorporated. Today we're going to talk about the rules of intestate succession. In South African law, there are seven rules that apply in respect of intestate succession. Now, just a reminder, intestate succession comes into play when a person passes away or is deceased. And that person has not left a valid will in place for their assets to be disposed of amongst beneficiaries, or has not left a valid or even a written will for that matter, or one that doesn't comply with the formalities of a formal will. So we look at the order of succession under the Intestate Successions Act, which is read together with the Reform of Customary Law of Succession and Regulation of Related Matters Act 11 of 2009. We will refer to this act as the RCLSA, or the Reform of Customary Law of Succession Act. It is quite a long title. Okay. There is only one, the only provisions in the RCLSA relevant to the order of intestate succession are discussed here. So rule number one of Intestate Succession Act, which is found in sections 1.1A of the Intestate Succession Act, and the heading of that is known as or called a deceased is survived by their spouse, but no descendants, meaning there's no children. So the deceased has died and has left a living spouse, but there are no children in the marriage. So the rule is applicable when a deceased is survived by a spouse or spouses, so there's more than one spouse if it's a polygamous marriage, but not by descendants. And there are two possible variables here. The first one is where the deceased is survived by one spouse, the spouse inherits the entire intestate estate. This means that even if the deceased is survived by their parents or brothers and sisters, they are excluded from inheriting the estate. So, an example of this would be where the deceased is survived by one spouse but no descendants. So, we have Ophelia, who is a mother, we have Marie, who is a predeceased father. We have children of Marie and Ophelia, which would be Terence is the brother, and Juliet, who is the daughter. Juliet marries Romeo. Romeo is deceased, and Drew is a son of Romeo and Juliet, who is the predeceased son. So, where If we look at this, so Romeo and Juliet didn't have any living children. Juliet was the only survivor of that small little family. So Juliet would recover, which would benefit from the estate between her and Romeo. So the second example, or the second rule or variable of this rule, would be where the deceased is survived by more than one spouse. The intestate estate must be divided equally amongst the living spouses. So, an example of where the deceased is survived by more than one spouse but no descendants, Emily, Anna, and Sophie are the wives of Romeo. Since there are no descendants, Romeo's estate will be divided equally amongst the three wives. Each wife will then inherit a third. As there's three wives, a third of Romeo's intestate estate. Right, the second rule is rule number two, and this is found in sections 1.1B of the Intestate Succession Act. And this heading is the deceased is not survived by a spouse, but is survived by descendants. So the deceased does not have a wife or a living wife, the wife is either dead or he's divorced. And but there are children, descendants. So where the deceased is survived by a descendant or descendants, more than one children, more than one descendant, but not by a spouse or spouses. The descendant or descendants inherit the entire estate, intestate estate, equally, and representation is possible. Okay, we'll look at representation shortly. So an example of this would be where the deceased is not survived by a spouse, but is survived by descendants. So Rodney dies intestate. His wife Juliet and his son Bert have predeceased him. So they've died before he passes away. So he is survived by his son Oliver, his daughter Miranda, and two grandchildren, Winnie and Lisa, who are the daughters of his predeceased son, Bert. Rodney's estate is divided into three equal parts. Each stirp of the deceased will inherit equally. So even though Bert is deceased, he is a son or a descendant of Rodney. Even though he was predeceased before Rodney, he will obtain one third of the estate, as there were three children. So there's Oliver, Miranda, and Bert. So he will obtain one third. Now, because Bert is not alive to inherit, his inheritance will be shared amongst the number of children he has. So, in other words, the grandchildren inherit through representation. That's what representation is. Oliver and Miranda, who are the direct descendants of Rodney, will inherit the other third each, two thirds. Okay, so that will be split equally amongst them. In terms of sections... So just to remind you, with regards to Bert, who is predeceased, his share will be divided equally amongst his descendants, Winnie and Lisa, who will receive one sixth of Rodney's estate. The same would be true if Winnie had been born as a result of artificial insemination or surrogacy. So she would inherit as if she was a biological child of Bert. Okay. A posthumous child of the deceased will also inherit along with any other living children of the deceased, provided that he or she was conceived at the time of the deceased's death and subsequently born alive. In terms of sections 1.7 of the Intestate Succession Act, if a child of the deceased has predeceased the deceased, or is disqualified from inheriting, or renounces in his inheritance, then the share which the child would have received passes equally to the descendants of that child. This process is known as representation ex lege by operation of law, and continues ad infinitum. An example of where a child of the deceased is disqualified from inheriting: if Oliver had two children, William and Harriet, and was disqualified from inheriting because he had murdered his father, Rodney, his children would inherit his third of the estate in terms of sections 1.7 of the Intestate Succession Act. So in other words, one sixth share each. So if Winnie was an adopted child, she would still share equally with Lisa, as she would be regarded as a descendant of Bert. Say his name properly. Rule number three is section found in sections 1.1c of the Intestate Succession Act. And the heading of this one is: the deceased is survived by the spouse and the descendants. So there are two possible scenarios for this rule, depending on the number of spouses surviving the deceased. It may also be further divided amongst according to the matrimonial property regime, which is applicable to the marriage. So one has to keep in mind here, being married in community of property or being married with an antenuptial agreement with accrual or without accrual. Okay, so the matrimonial, let's just go through this quickly. The matrimonial property regime is recognized by South African law, and there are three. South African law recognizes three matrimonial property regimes. The first one is marriage in community of property. Two is marriage out of community of property with accrual. And three is marriage out of community of property with no accrual. The Matrimonial Property Act governs the determination of the consequences of the different property regimes and how to calculate what a spouse is to receive on the dissolution of the marriage, whether it's by death of the spouse or through divorce. The matrimonial property regimes is applicable where spouses marry in terms of the Marriages Act or the Recognition of Customary Marriages Act or the Civil Union Act. So the first scenario we're going to look at with regards to the deceased being survived by a spouse, spouses, and descendants is where the deceased is survived by one spouse. So where the deceased is survived by one spouse and children or descendants, the surviving spouse inherits whichever is greater of either A, the child's portion, which is also called the child's share, we'll show you how to calculate that now, or an amount fixed from time to time by the Minister of Justice and the Constitutional Development. At the moment, it's 250,000 rand, the child's share. The descendants of the deceased inherit the residue, if any, of the intestate estate. So let's just look at a definition of what the child's portion or the child's share is. A child's portion is calculated by dividing the deceased's estate by the number of children who have either survived him or her, or who have predeceased him or her, but have left descendants of their own, plus the number of surviving spouses. So basically, whoever is married to the deceased and descendants of the deceased or grandchildren of the deceased, the estate is actually taken and divided amongst the living in equal shares. The share inherited by a surviving spouse is unaffected by any amount to which he or she must be entitled to in terms of the matrimonial property law. Where the spouses were married in community of property or under the accrual system, the surviving spouse's share of the joint estate or the accrual share does not form part of the intestate estate of the deceased. The amount to which the surviving spouse is entitled in terms of the applicable matrimonial property regime is deducted first. So when the deceased dies, the matrimonial property regime kicks in. So if it's marriage by community of property, the estate is divided in equal shares in half. So the living spouse gets her half first of that joint estate. The same with the accrual system. Okay, so that's calculated before the succession comes into play. The balance of the intestate estate after all liabilities are paid is then distributed to the surviving spouse and the descendants. The same would happen if the spouse had an antenuptial contract containing testamentary provisions. So let's look at a quick example of this. Anthony is deceased. His spouse's name is Patience. They have three children, Tabu, who's predeceased, so he dies before Anthony does. Marco is his son, Cleo is his daughter, and Emma and Claire are granddaughters of the predeceased son, Tabu. So let's look at the first one. The first example in this scenario would be if there was a marriage in community of property. Anthony and Patience were married in community of property, and the joint estate amounts to 600,000. His estate will be divided as follows. Patience receives her half of the estate, which is 300,000 rand, of the joint estate in terms of the matrimonial property law. Secondly, Anthony's intestate estate is then left with 300,000 rand, and this must be divided between patients and the children as follows. So the child's portion would be calculated accordingly. 300,000 rand divided by four children. So it would be the three children. So it's Tabu, who's deceased, Marco and Cleo. Patience falls within that, the wife, the spouse. That is, the number of surviving children or predeceased children survived by descendants plus the number of surviving spouses. So if there was more than one spouse, we would add that in. So 300,000 divided by 4 is 75,000 rand. Patience will inherit 250,000 rand, as it is then greater than the child's portion. So if you take the child's portion and you calculate it, and it comes to less than 250,000 rand, which is stipulated in legislation that is supposed to be paid out to the spouse, she will then obtain 250,000 rand and not the 75,000 rand, because 250,000 rand is greater. So that amount, which is stipulated in legislation, is obviously bound to change ever so often. The 250,000 must be subtracted from the amount available in the intestate estate. So we take Anthony's estate, which was 300,000, and we subtract the 250,000 rand, which is to be paid to patients. The remaining 50,000 rand will then be shared equally amongst Tabu, Marco and Cleo. So each will inherit 16,666 rand and 66 cents. However, since Tabo is predeceased, his portion will be inherited by his two children, Emma and Claire, in equal shares via representation. So each grandchild will then inherit 8,333 rand.33 cents. Okay. So that's what happens when you're married in community of property. Okay, in intestate succession. If you are married out of community of property with the accrual system, so the accrual is due to the surviving spouse. Anthony and Patience are married out of community of property with the inclusion of the accrual system, and Anthony's estate amounts to 450,000 rand. Patience is entitled to 50,000 rand as accrual. The 50,000 rand accrual due to patients in terms of the matrimonial property regime must be deducted from Anthony's intestate estate before it is divided. Anthony's remaining intestate estate is 400,000 and must be divided as follows. The child's portion will be 400,000 divided by 4, which is 100,000, and patients will thus inherit 250,000 rand, as it is greater than the calculated child's portion. So the remaining 150,000 rand, after you deduct the 250,000 rand from the 400,000 rand, will be divided equally amongst Tabo, Marco and Cleo, which each then will inherit 50,000 rand. However, since Tabo is predeceased, his children, Emma and Claire, will each inherit 25,000 rand. Through representation. An example three would be out of community of property with accrual due to the deceased estate. Anthony and Patience were married out of community of property with the inclusion of the accrual system. Anthony's estate amounts to 1,350,000, but his estate is also entitled to 150,000 rand as accrual from Patience. So remember that the spouse inherits a child's portion or 250,000 rand, whichever of the two is greater. And the residue is divided amongst the descendants. In this case, the deceased estate is also entitled to the accrual, and therefore the accrual must first be added to the estate before it can be divided. So in this example, Anthony's estate of 1.5 million rand, because we've now taken the 1.350,000 and we've added the 150,000 rand to which the deceased estate is entitled in terms of the accrual system. And we will divide it as follows. So patients will inherit the child's portion, which will be 375,000 rand, as it is greater than the 250,000 rand. So the remaining 1.125 which is the 1.5 million minus the 375,000, will be divided equally amongst Thabo, Marka, and Cleo. So each will inherit 375,000 rand. However, since Thabo is pre-deceased, his portion will be inherited by his two children through representation in equal shares. So 375 divided by 2 is 187,500. And the last example is out of community property with no accrual. Anthony and Patience are married out of community property with the exclusion of the accrual system, and Anthony's estate amounts to 1.2 million. Anthony's estate will be divided as follows. Patients will inherit the child's portion of 300,000 as it is greater than the 250,000 rand stipulated in legislation. So the remaining 900,000 will be divided equally amongst Thabo, Marka, and Cleo. However, as Thabo is predeceased, his portion will be inherited by his two children, which will amount to 150,000 rand. So the second scenario of this rule is where the deceased is survived by more than one spouse. Where the deceased is survived by more than one spouse, each surviving spouse inherits whichever is greater of the child's portion or an amount fixed from time to time by the minister. This amount is currently 250,000 rand. The descendants will inherit the residue, if any, of the intestate estate. So where the assets of the deceased are not sufficient to provide each spouse with the amount fixed by the minister, the estate is divided equally amongst the surviving spouses and the descendants will receive nothing. So an example of this would be that Thabo, who is the deceased, was married to Emily, Anna and Sophie in chronological order in terms of the Recognition of Customary Marriages Act. He is survived by three of his wives and four children. If Thabo's estate amounts to 75,000 rand, Emily, Anna and Sophie will each inherit 25,000 rand from the estate and the children will inherit nothing. If Thabo's estate amounts to 1 million, Emily and Anna and Sophie will each inherit 250,000 rand. The residue of 250,000 rand will then be divided equally amongst the children, Andries, Ben, Charles and Dina. So each will then inherit 62,500. If Thabo's estate amounts to 2.1 million, Emily, Anna and Sophie will each inherit a child's portion of 300,000 rand as it is more than the stipulated 250,000 rand. The remaining 1.2 million will be shared equally amongst Andries, Ben, Charles and Dina, who will each inherit 300,000 rand. So rule number four, we can find that in sections 1.1DI of this Intestate Succession Act. And this is called the deceased is not survived by spouses or descendants, but only by his or her own parents. Where the deceased leaves no spouse or descendants, but is survived by both parents, they inherit the intestate estate in equal shares. Parents include the biological, adoptive, and commissioning parents in the case of surrogacy of the deceased, but not a step-parent. If both parents of the deceased are alive, all other collateral relations of the deceased are excluded, collateral relations being brothers and sisters, from inheriting. So an example where a deceased is not survived by a spouse or descendants, but by both parents. We look at Thomas, who is deceased. He is survived by his sister, Candy, and his mom and dad, Fred and Maria. So in this case, Fred and Maria will inherit Thomas's estates in equal shares because he is not survived by a spouse or any descendants. His sister, who is on the collateral side, Carol, will receive nothing. Rule number five, which is sections 1.1D2, subsection 2, of the deceased is survived by one parent and the descendants of the other parent. Okay, so where the deceased is survived by no spouse or descendants, but by one of his or her parents, and by the descendant or descendants of a predeceased parent, the surviving parent inherits one half of the intestate estate, and the descendant of the deceased parent receives the other half. So if the deceased parent has no descendants, the surviving parent inherits the entire estate. So the division between the descendants of a predeceased parent of the deceased takes place by representation per stirps. So example of where a deceased is survived by one parent and the descendants of the other parent. So in other words, Thomas is survived by his mother Maria, his sister Candy, and his half-brother Dan. Thomas's estate is cloven into two halves. Maria, who is his mother, inherits one half of Thomas's estate. The other half of that would be devolved to Fred, who is the predeceased father. Fred's estate, or half, is divided equally between Fred's descendants, which is Dan, Thomas's half-brother, and Candy, who is alive. So basically, the estate is actually shared in half between the parents. If one of those parents is dead, then his share is actually split between any of the living descendants, whether they're half-brothers or full brothers and sisters of Thomas. Rule number six is found in section 1.1E, I, AA to CC. The deceased is not survived by spouses, descendants, or parents, but by descendants of his or her parents. So basically, his brothers and sisters. Okay. Where the deceased is not survived by a spouse, a descendant, or a parent, but is survived by descendants of his or her own parents, for example, a brother or sister, whether full or half-blood, the intestate estate is divided into halves. It is said that the estate, is cloven into two equal shares, with each share going to the side of one of the deceased's parents. From there, one half goes to the descendants of the deceased father by representation per stirps, and the other half to the descendants of the deceased mother by representation per stirps. Full brothers and sisters of the deceased will take a share from both halves. However, half-brothers and half-sisters will only take a share from the half of the estate of the parent through which they are related to the deceased. So if there is a half-brother on the father's side, then he will only inherit from the father's estate. The same with on the mother's side. But each child will receive a portion of equal share from the mother and the father's side of the estate. So it basically gets split between the parents, and then it's split between the children. And rule number 7 is sections 1.1E2. Deceased is survived by descendants of one parent only. So if the deceased is not survived by a spouse, a descendant or parents, and only one of his predeceased parents have left descendants, those descendants are the sole heirs. An example of where the deceased is survived by descendants of one parent only. Thomas dies intestate. He is survived by his half-brother Dan, from his father's side. Dan will inherit Thomas's entire estate. And rule number 8 is sections 1.1F of the Intestate Succession Act. The deceased is survived by further relations. So where the deceased is not survived by a spouse, descendants, parents, or a descendant of a parent, the nearest blood relation will inherit. For example, where the deceased is survived by further relations, Auntie Anne, being the closest blood relation to the deceased Thomas, will inherit Thomas's entire estate.